Wonder how Tim Gossage would have gone on the island with Gilligan and co. He's our WA correspondent here on Halftime as we go around the grounds. Hello, Sausage.
I wouldn't have got off the island if Ginger stayed. Tina Louise.
Was that her name, was it?
That was a stage name, Tina Louise.
Nice work. Nice work from you. How did I know you'd take it there?
Well, hey, what, you reckon I'm the only 50-year-old bloke that thinks that?
No, yeah. No, you're probably not. Not even the only 38-year-old. Well played. Tell me what's happening over there in WA, particularly the Fremantle point of view. The Pav was subbed off last week with a hip complaint.
He's all right, mate.
Is he all right?
He's all right. He'll be on the plane. Don't worry about that.
Sure?
He'll be on the plane. They leave. Yeah, positive. Why? Are you hearing different?
Well, no. I just want to make sure you're sure.
No. Are we sure that he's going, you blokes? Pav? Half's asking. Who's Pav is the question we're asking. No, it's all about Fife, yeah. No, he'll be there, Pav.
What's Fife doing?
Well, Fifey, interesting enough, that one of the biggest sports betting agencies has just said, done, medal's done, give him the money, and it paid out six figures already, 8 games in.
Yeah, I did see you read something about that this afternoon. That's,
8 games in, so it's all over. Now they're talking about how many threes you will get, and they've even posted a market that will Nat Fife earn more Brownlow votes than the entire Carlton team put together.
Oh, I think that's just about a given, isn't it? I'd be taking Fife via the Blues.
Right now, let me tell you, he probably would. But, you know, Nathaniel Fife can just do the odd, strange thing that he seems to be at the set. Now, he's already got some form, so he's got to be a little bit careful.
No, that's
making
true.
You run too early. But, look, probably no real need to make too many changes at Fremantle. They are on, you know, all guns blazing. But they head across to Adelaide. I mean, obviously it's their best start to a season, but this will now equal their best winning run ever, consecutive, 9 consecutive wins going back to 2006. And there's nothing to suggest. They got back on track last week, I think, half. You know, the last quarter issues that we've all been thinking, you know, they've been playing ducks and drakes or they're not fit enough.
Yeah.
I think last Friday night answered a few of those questions. They certainly put the opposition to the sword as far as they could, and they wanted to make sure the last quarter was a strong one. And I think that sent a clear message to the rest of the competition that they are the real deal, and it's and there's no fade outs in there. There's no fitness issues. They are ready to go.
Now we know that Ross has a lot of man love for Zach Dawson. Is he a chance?
No certainty. The Zaxter has sort of said, well, he's no certainty to come back in the side. It's, you know, he's been out for a long time now, but he is getting close. That he does have a lot of man love for Zach, and in fact, I like Zach. Zach's a ripper. Where do you put him?
No.
Genuinely, where do you put him?
Well, he was talking in the press conference last week about other players filling different roles so they could go back to original roles.
Can I just say, as much as I love Zach Dawson, and, you know, his role is last line of defence, punch the ball, kill the ball, whatever, and a bit of an organisation, it's still a negative position to play, and that's what we talked about with Ryan Crowley. Crowley was a negative player, and what Fremantle have done this year, there is no negativity about their lineup and the way they go about it. They don't do many run widths. They're not a sort of a shutdown type of team. They've taken their game on. Therefore, their scores have been bigger and their margins have also been impressive. So, you know, it's a very negative attitude to bring Zach Dawson back in. Yes, there'll be a spot there for him if McFarlane goes down. He's likely to go down at some stage, or Johnson. But whether he walks into the 22 as is, I'm not so sure.
We will see. They've got Adelaide on Saturday night. What about West Coast hosting Geelong on Sunday? Any changes for the Weagles?
Look, it's an interesting one. Probably not anything that jumps off the page. You know, they've got to make a couple of decisions on who comes back into the lineup. You imagine Selwood would be better for the run.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot to like about their way they're playing, isn't it, at the moment? Adam Simpson's up and about. He won't be doing any media till Saturday, which is a bit bizarre, to be brutally honest. So, obviously, that's you know, he's not going to give too much away before Saturday. So even though the team's been picked today, we won't hear from him till Saturday. But, you know, they like their chances. But, yeah, I think Geelong like travelling here and they'll be hard to beat.
Yeah, always going to be a great weekend. Looking forward to it all unfolding on Melbourne Time of 40, 11, 16 SEN. Thank you, Goss.
My pleasure, Daniel.
Good luck with Gilligan.